This is the Voice of America broadcasting throughout the world with live coverage of the flight of Apollo 15, man's fourth visit to the moon. Today, descent and landing on the lunar surface by astronauts David Scott and James Irwin aboard the lunar landing craft Falcon. Alfred Worden orbits alone above the moon in the command ship Endeavour. The landing craft Falcon has been maneuvering in descent over the Apennine Peaks toward a landing site in the Hadleyville area of the moon. Touchdown is scheduled for 22 hours 15 GMT, just about 14 minutes from now. For a description of descent and touchdown, we take you to the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston and VOA space correspondent Rhett Turner.
Apollo 15 is ready for a landing on the moon. Astronauts Dave Scott and Jim Irwin are about to fire the descent rocket engine on the lunar module Falcon to descend from an orbital height of 15 kilometers above the surface, down past the tall lunar Apennine Mountains to a site between the mountain chain and a deep canyon called Hadleyville. Astronaut Al Worden is alone in the command module Endeavour. He will pass overhead just as Falcon lands and hopefully from 100 kilometers above be able to see the touchdown. We've had acquisition of signal from the lunar module. Let's tune in mission control. Capsule communicator is astronaut Ed Mitchell, who made this landing during the last mission to the moon, Apollo 14, and he landed in the Fraumaro Highlands with Al Shepard.
For 1 minute.
Okay. He says go for 1 minute. Looks like 2 minutes till that was another cue I believe he was giving him. 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
But I recognize her.
That's Dave Scott.
They're low, aren't they? Yeah.
You're hearing this live from the moon.
That's all right.
That was Dave.
Be accurate later on.
They're in what is called the Vox mode, voice-actuated mode of communication.
Yeah, we're reading 87 and 85 on the quantity.
Roger, roger. It'll come up here in a moment.
That was Jim Irwin reporting a fuel quantity measurement. Their first words each time during the transmission.
Altitude now 56,000 feet. And Falcon is in the proper attitude for powered descent.
Just a bit above 15,000 meters. A little higher than the 15 kilometers. This is the proper position, however, for the descent. They got down as low as about 10,000 meters earlier today as the overnight orbit.
Coming up now on 1 minute to ignition.
That's Doug Ward, our mission commentator, the voice of mission control. 1 minute and 9 seconds. Until ignition, until the lunar module begins to fire its big engine and descends into the Hadley.
Mark 1 minute.
There was the word.
Hey, Master Arms on, I have two lights.
That's Dave Scott, the voice of David Scott, coming to you from the moon, from an orbital spacecraft around the moon, the lunar module Falcon. Very clear communication. In fact, they will yaw the spacecraft 50 degrees to the left so that the high-gain antenna will be aligned with the Earth and that the communication will continue to be good during the power descent. That was Scott again. 30 seconds.
30 seconds now until ignition.
Do you have guidance?
The guidance system is now working properly. They go automatic at first here, meaning that the autopilot mechanism...
10 seconds.
10 seconds to ignition.
Ullage, go for the pro.
Takes 26 seconds for the power to build up to full thrust. Go. Ignition. Should
auto
have ignition.
Ignition.
Auto ignition confirmed by Dave Scott. The burn...
11%, the override is on.
That's Dave Scott reading out his engine conditions. In 26 seconds, there should be the full power confirmation.
LEM engine is currently at minimum thrust. They'll be throttling up shortly.
Should throttle up now.
Throttle up.
There it is. Throttle up to maximum thrust, 15,230 meters about now.
Hey, master arm off. Hey, master arm's coming off. Lights are off. It's stable.
15,000 meters above the surface.
Looking a little higher than normal.
Moving.
A little higher than normal.
Moving 1,685 meters per second at the moment. They'll start to slow down now as this rocket engine continues to burn at full thrust.
Guidance officer says we've got good thrust, 99.20.
Minute. H dot's about 20 high.
Okay. H dot. That is referring to...
A little low, oxidizer's a little high.
H dot refers to the number of feet per second they're going down.
A 169 minus 02800.
That's an update from the ground, from tracking, telling them how to update.
Roger, minus 02800, standing by for the enter.
Here, go for enter.
About to enter this into the spacecraft automatic
go for enter.
This is ground updates of tracking to help them refine their trajectory as they descend during the 12 minutes of the rocket burn. The rocket will burn about 12 minutes and 12 seconds to touchdown. They come down very fast from a speed of 1,690 meters per second down to zero.
Falcon Houston, you go at 2 minutes.
Go at 2 minutes.
All right, Roger, go at two. Things and eggs compare.
The primary
altitude of about 46,000 feet now.
About 2% low on fuel. Okay, at one.
That's a bit around 14,000 meters high now. 2 minutes, 20 seconds. At 3 minutes,
the crew updated their guidance system's targeting. It was tending to steer them about 2,800 feet downrange.
H dot's four high.
This
Houston, we're happy with your fuel.
This update information guides the spacecraft.
Okay, it's nice to hear.
A bit more to the north so that they'll come down right on the target. You heard Dave Scott say that that information was nice to hear, his last communication from Ed Mitchell here in the Mission Control Center. The backup command module pilot for this mission.
Hey, 3 minutes, join to zero.
3 minutes. Dick Gordon is watching there.
Good. H dot's right on, Dave. Good.
That means that the rate of descent is perfect.
Ed Houston, happy with us.
Falcon Houston, you're go at three.
3 minutes. Now 1,250.
Roger, go at three.
Meters per second, 1,400 meters.
Altitude now about 42,000 feet. Our velocity down to about 3,900 feet per second.
3,400 delta H.
13,400 meters above the surface.
Velocity minus out. Delta H looks good up here. Houston, what do you think?
Falcon Houston, we agree with delta H, except
delta height.
That's the landing radar data coming in, and Scott just reported they're accepting that data.
The pings and the ags are both good.
And Houston, ED batteries checked.
Copy.
Both guidance systems working, primary and backup, pings and ags.
Four minutes.
The landing radar is updating.
Okay, about three low. Fuel and oxidizer looking good. And 1%. Dave, pings and ags look good.
That's Jim Irwin reading out to Dave Scott. 1,050 meters per second. Now 12,160 meters
above the surface. The primary guidance system thinks it's about 3,000 feet lower than it is. The radar should correct that.
This radar information reading the actual height above the surface.
Altitude 4,000 high. H dot's right on. One oxidizer are good. Okay. Altitude H is 2,000.
That's Jim Irwin reading out the figures to Dave, who is watching the actual control of the system. Jim Irwin's really glued to the navigation instruments at this point. The landing radar came in right on time at some 45,000 feet.
About 5 minutes into the maneuver now, and Glenn Lemmy taking a status, go all the way.
High. About 9 high.
Falcon Houston, you're go at 5, and your fuel quantity looks good here.
Go at 5 minutes, says Ed Mitchell.
Okay, understand. Go at five.
We're now down to just over 10,000 meters above the surface. Some 760 meters per second is their speed. Coming down now. Still moving in a primarily horizontal direction.
About 3,000 high, H dot 10 high.
150 kilometers from the landing site.
Good.
Still looking good. Velocity down now to 2,400 feet per second.
Now approaching 100 meters from the landing site. Still about 10,000 meters up. 100 kilometers from the landing site. speed coming down from about 700 meters per second.
Lemony making another status, says we look good.
Hi. Okay, bottom dives are good.
They're now moving about...
And the Delta H is looking pretty good.
Delta H, the descent rate, that means how fast they're coming
Falcon
down.
Falcon Houston, you're go at 6.
Go at 6 minutes. They're now...
Roger, go at 6.
They're now about 75 kilometers away.
And we're about 3 minutes now from the approach phase, altitude about 2,500 feet, 25,000 feet, correction.
About 9,000 meters.
High, 8, about 4 high. X-axis override drop.
Some 8 to 9,000 meters up.
About 16. Houston, throttle down, 7 plus 2, 3.
That's the word on
Roger,
the throttle
seven
down.
Roger, 7 plus 2, 3.
Begin to throttle back on the big engine, 7 minutes, 23 seconds into the burn. We're now coming up on 7 right now.
7 minutes.
36,000
high, six about just about on.
36 kilometers from the landing site. 36 kilometers from the landing site. About 7,000 meters up in the sky. 36
coming
kilometers
coming up on throttle down in about 3 seconds. The guidance system will back off on the thrust to about 50%, 57%.
This is what's called program P63 in the computer.
And the crew confirmed throttle down right on time.
The braking phase
30.
Of the descent.
Okay. Half of those are good. Okay. Check the manual.
You hear Dave Scott and Jim Irwin talking to each other.
No flags. Looks good.
Everything looks good, says Scott. About 5,000 meters high, and they're getting very close
Houston,
to the site.
Descent 1.
In just a moment, one more minute, they'll pitch over.
Roger, descent 1, and looks like P-64 at 923.
That's P-64, the pitch over maneuver, high gate it's called. The approach phase, the braking phase will
P-64
conclude.
Is the final approach phase where the lunar module pitches up for the astronauts' first good look at the landing site.
In this
altitude now about 16,000 feet.
It'll be
less than 5,000 meters up in the sky now.
Good.
And only about 10 kilometers away from this site. They're coming over that mountain range right now. Passed over the Hadley Apennines Ridge.
Guidance says it looks as if we may be coming in a little bit south of the site. Everything looks good, however.
The Hadley Apennine Mountain reaching up some 5,000 meters above the surface. They have now passed over it by now. High gate in another 20 seconds. This
Doc in
approach
Houston,
phase.
We expect you may be a little south of the site.
Hey, coming up on
8,000 feet.
Okay.
They've passed over the mountains. They're really now down, beginning to come down into the bowl of the landing
coming
site.
Coming up on pitch over
feet.
Pitch over at 924 right now.
P-64.
There it is. P-64.
We have LPD.
LPD, the landing
LPD.
Point designator. The pilot can
coming
see
right.
out the window now.
40.
That's Dave.
5,000 feet. 39.
That's Irwin calling
39.
Out. 39. Designations.
38.
They can see the site.
39. 4,000 feet. 40. 41.
About 1,000 meters up.
4752.
Now we're getting into the redesignation of the target point. That's what Jim Irwin's reading out. Dave Scott's looking at the landing site out the window now.
50.
They're a little south. They're moving up to the north.
47. 2,000 feet.
When you hear them go to P66, then that means that Dave Scott will take over fully manually on his rate of descent.
43. 800 feet.
Falcon Houston, you're go for landing.
Go for landing. 100 meters
four
up.
4-5. Roger, go for landing. 4-4. 4-5. 1,000 feet. 4-5.
Oh, he said 1,000 feet. 300
four
meters.
4-5.
300 meters up.
800. 4-5. 700. 4-6.
Still plenty of fuel. More than 2 minutes
600,
left.
600. 4-8. 500, 49.
They're probably maneuvering to the north to get right on the landing site.
400 at minus 14.
Still over a minute and a half of fuel.
Okay.
Scott says, okay.
300 feet. Minus 11.
Now they're 100 meters up. 300 feet, he says.
Minus 11. 250. Minus 11. 9% fuel.
Minus 11 means that's the rate of descent.
Minus 11.
About 3 meters per second.
Minus 7.
You'll hear the
minus
fuel.
Minus 6.
You'll hear the fuel read out, too, from earlier.
120 feet. Minus 6.
Okay, I've got some rust.
Minus 5. 100 feet at 5.
About 30 meters up.
9% fuel. Minus 5. 80 at 5. Minus 3. 60 at 3. 50 at 3. Irwin, top pointers look good.
Irwin's calling out...
40 at 3.
All the navigational measurements.
33.
Looks good on fuel.
25. 2.
Very close
7%
to...
7% fuel.
7% fuel.
20 at 1.
Very close to touchdown now. 12 minutes.
15 at 1. Minus 1.
1 foot per second.
Minus 1. 6% fuel.
Almost...
10 feet, minus 1.
Almost stopped, only 3 meters up.
8 feet, minus 1. Contact.
Contact, and they're on the surface. The Falcon is on the surface of the moon.
Okay, Houston, the Falcon is on the plane at Hadley.
Roger, roger, Falcon.
And everyone in Mission Control lets out with a great
clap. No, did I have. We had contact.
That was about 12 minutes and 20 seconds. Dave Scott said Falcon is on the plane at Hadley.
Jubilant Dave Scott reporting Apollo 15 on the plane at Hadley.
And we have...
ATS looks good.
All right, now they're the post-landing parameters. Got to check all the instruments to see if they have to take off again in a hurry while the command module is
there. Anyway, it's open. Do you look steady? Okay, did you get the landing radar open?
Yep.
Okay.
Open the circuit breaker on the landing radar. Turn it off. Don't use up any more power than you need.
Standing by for T1. Roger.
Standing by for a T1 from Mission Control. Ed Mitchell will give this to them, a time hack, a go or no-go decision.
It looks good on board.
Everything looks good on board, says Irwin.
Falcon Houston, your stay T1.
There's the stay from Ed Mitchell, Capcom.
Roger, stay for T1.
Stay for T1. That means they
can... Hey, let's get on with the little checklist.
Now, get on with the checklist, says Scott. They have to make some fast decisions there right after landing while the command module is in a good position for takeoff and rendezvous should it become necessary. The command module is going overhead just as they touch down, and hopefully Al Worden could see them there with his telescope and possibly with that big long-range camera he has. The landing was perfect. Falcon is on the plane at Hadley, said David Scott. Some 12 minutes and 20 seconds. It took a little longer than expected for the rocket to touch down because Scott had to pilot some orbital errors out of the craft's flight path as they descended onto this spot. This was expected, and they were given all of the instructions on how to do
Falcon
this.
Falcon touched down about 12 minutes, 20 seconds after the beginning of ignition, almost like a simulation, and everything with the lunar module appears to be in good shape. We copied the touchdown time at 104:42:29.
Falcon is on the plane at Hadley. That's the word from David Scott, the voice of America, bringing you this broadcast worldwide from Mission Control in Houston with the live voices of the astronauts Scott and Irwin from now on the plane at near Hadley Rill on the moon. This worldwide broadcast coming to you from the Voice of America. We're now watching the mission controllers on a closed circuit monitor in the Mission Control Center, and Glenn
Scott
Lunny.
Scott and Irwin have now switched their lunar module guidance program to program 12, which is the normal ascent program. This would be used in the event of any liftoff from the lunar surface. At the moment, everything looks very good.
And that's our voice of Apollo Control, Doug Ward. Lynn Lunny is the flight director. Gene Kranz, the director, the chief of the Flight Operations Division, the man who now plans the actual operations of all of the American manned space mission is standing there also, as is Milton Windler, as is Jerry Griffin, two of the other flight directors on this mission. Jerry Griffin is the chief flight director for this particular mission. Also with the capsule communicator, Ed Mitchell, is the backup.
Do you have a elevation in front of us there?
That's Dave Scott with a comment.
No, we're not across the reel.
He's talking to Jim Irwin.
Hard to tell.
Communication is very clear. They're looking out the window, and he says, what can you see across the reel? The man who could have gone if Dave Scott had become ill or something of that sort, Dick Gordon, the backup commander of this mission, is there right next to Ed Mitchell watching the flight plan. He knows every detail of this mission just as well as Dave Scott does. Two crews trained for these missions so that if something should happen to one, another member can substitute.
No, we're not there. We're not too far from Salute. I did find that.
They're looking to see exactly where they touched down now. They're trying to see if they're near
the
target point. Scott said, I believe I'm near Salute. He's talking about some of the informal names for craters. If I may reach back into one great packet of information, maybe I can come up with a diagram of that and describe for you whether they're very close to the actual target point or not. The astronauts are on the surface of the moon safely, we repeat. The Lunar Module Falcon of Apollo 15 has successfully descended and touched down in the Hadley Apennine landing.
Dave Scott reported the touchdown point appeared to be near the crater, which the crew has designated Salute. This is just what appeared to be just a few hundred feet from the planned landing point.
A crater called Salute, and I would assume that that is in honor of the Soviet Union's space station. It is indeed Salute. They have landed near a crater named for the Russian space station, Salute. And let's see how close it might be to the target point. It is very near there. It is just south of the expected target point.
Falcon Houston, your stay for T2.
There's another stay, another milestone passed.
Okay, stay for T2.
That's the next time parameter for safely staying on the lunar surface. Ed Mitchell, the capsule communicator, passing up that bit of information to Dave Scott and Jim Irwin. If they are indeed near the crater Salute, they're just less than a half kilometer south of the target point, if that much at all. They are very near the target point. I heard Dave say just a moment ago something about the rill out there. There's another, you may hear them in the next few minutes say something about Index Crater. That was the large crater with a small one right at the north end of it.
Houston, you still with us?
Another one called Luke. Another one, an area
Roger,
called the Plain.
Denver, stand by.
Roger, your buddies are on the ground, and we'll be along with you in a little while.
That word for?
Roger, yeah, I listened to most of it. Could pick them up VHF all the way down, and in fact, I just now lost contact with them.
That's Al Word.
Roger.
He says he's been listening all along. He could hear all of this as
he
went overhead.
I had a beautiful view of the landing site going over, but I couldn't see anything.
He says he couldn't see anything. It was expected that possibly enough dust from the landing itself might have been stirred up from that rocket engine as it touched onto the surface for Al Worden to have seen it with the naked eye. It is also quite possible that pictures he may have taken with his large cameras may show up this landing of the Falcon when they get back to Earth and are developed. Some of the other nearby informal names for craters and other geographical features on the surface of the moon near this site, you may hear them mentioned, are Arbite, Index Crater, as I said a moment ago, with a small crater in the north end of it, making it look like an arrow, was one of the main features for finding the target point. Salyut, named for the Russian space station, Quadrant, Riesling, the Plain, there's one called November, another one called Luke. There's Matthew, Mark, and Luke after the biblical characters. And there's a crater also called Last, the Last Crater. And it's right above the landing site, and that's one of the last places they'll examine during their lunar excursions. It looks as though the Falcon did indeed touch down very, very near the expected target point, and very minutely examining our small map here of the distance of Salute Crater from the plain, it would appear that they are less than half a kilometer away, maybe 300 to 400 meters distance. And now also remember, David Scott has considerable latitude in picking his landing site. There were photographs with a resolution of some 10 meters, meaning that boulders as big as about 8 to 10 meters in diameter could be seen on the landing site photographs. But once down to that site, Dave Scott had plenty of fuel left in order to maneuver around to a touchdown spot that would be smooth for all four legs of the lunar module to touch down upon. He took 8 seconds longer to touch down. He had plenty of fuel reserve. 8 seconds longer than expected, and that was caused primarily by the necessity of maneuvering just a bit north of the flight path in order to reach the target point. He may have, in fact, just about, as I said, it looks like he may be just a few meters south of the target point, so he may not have maneuvered quite up to the actual pinpoint landing. This is called pinpoint, however. If you can come within 400 to 500 meters of your expected landing site, from the Earth to the Moon, and then from an orbital height of 15 kilometers down to the surface, and then make it that close, that's considered to be pinpoint landing. And as Jerry Griffin, the chief flight director, explained to us, the mission control, with their very accurate tracking radar systems, they had no worry at all about putting the men down into this spot. And as you also heard, about 2 to 3 minutes after the descent rocket started burning, Ed Mitchell in the mission control passed up some revised information in order, as he could see the trajectory of descent, he passed up some revised information for the astronauts to feed into their automatic pilot system, which they did, to help guide this powered descent a bit farther to the north than their flight path was taking them. This is real-time flight planning, as it's called, by the mission controllers, by the spacemen all over, which is necessitated by errors in computer models. There is no absolute knowledge about exactly how high the moon is or exactly where that target point is. And the closer you get during the powered descent, the more accurately you can define the touchdown point. Falcon is on the moon. It landed safely, right on time. David Scott and Jim Irwin are there and will be on the surface for 67 hours. We'll be on the air again at 23 hours 40, again, just a little later than expected, in order to bring you the EVA by Scott, 23 hours 40, from here in Houston. This is Rhett Turner at Mission Control.
We come to the close of the Voice of America's live coverage of one of the most critical and exciting periods in the flight of Apollo 15, the descent and landing of the Lunar Module Falcon. It descended over the towering Apennine peaks of the moon to a landing near Hadley Rill at 22 hours 16. Just 12 minutes ago, astronauts Scott and Irwin are conducting power down checks at the moment. Then they'll prepare for a hatch EVA when Space Commander Scott will open the top door or a docking hatch of the lunar module, stand up, and give a verbal description of the landing site and take a 360-degree series of photographs of the surrounding area. The VOA special broadcast, scheduled 23 hours 15 GMT, has been changed. Instead, the Voice of America will return to the air in 1 hour 10 minutes at 23 hours 40 GMT for Commander Scott's description of the lunar landing area. We ask all Voice of America facilities to remain on the air until 0 hours 30 GMT, for our continuous coverage of the mission of Apollo 15. Our thanks to VOA space correspondent Rhett Turner at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston for his description. This is Norman Guerin at the Apollo News Center in Washington. This program is coming to you from the United States of America.